Proverbs 31, and I'm going to read verse 28 to 31. We usually use the New Living, New King James Version in this church, but from time to time we refer to other translations. So I'm going to be reading from the Message translation this morning. Just four verses of the scripture. It says, "Our children respect and bless her." This is the Message translation. "Our husband joins in with words of praise. Many women have done wonderful things, but you have outclassed them all. Charm can mislead and beauty soon fades. The woman to be admired and praised is the woman who lives in the fear of God. Give her everything she deserves. First in her life with praises." Praise God. So, before you ladies here tune off, you know, you've had so many things said about this perfect, beautiful Proverbs 31 woman. And if you are like me, anytime, you know, somebody wants to talk about Proverbs 31, I just kind of switch off. Like, oh, she's too perfect. And I can't measure up. Praise the Lord. But before you do that this morning, I don't want to, like I said, I don't want to beat any woman down here this morning. But I want to talk to everyone from these few verses of the scriptures. Where I want to start is that verse 31. It says, "Give her everything she deserves. First in her life with praises." So the title of my message this morning is "The Gifts a Mother Deserves." The Gifts a Mother Deserves. Praise the Lord. So we're going to be looking at, you know, what gifts we should give to our mothers on a day like this. And I was looking at some statistics. They said Mother's Day is the third largest card day in the U.S. It says 139 million cards will be given today. It is the second largest gift-giving day, surpassed only by Christmas. Did you know that? I never knew until I saw that. But then I went to the shops yesterday, and it was difficult to find somewhere to park. And you get to Big W, all the Mother's Day section is almost empty, you know. So I said, oh, I think this statistic is true. the second largest gift-giving day, surpassed only by Christmas. The sad thing is, as beautiful or as expensive those gifts are, it is meaningless if, you know, it's not needed. Do you agree with me? Even personally, I don't know how many Mother's Day gifts that I can't even find where I put them, you know, because you just take it because you don't want to offend, you know, your kids and your husband, you know. Praise the Lord. According to a British survey, 40% of moms have received an unwanted Mother's Day gift, but most of them were too polite to complain. At least you'll be happy that at least you got something. You know, I was talking to one of the ladies this morning, and she said, "Oh, I hope you got breakfast in bed and they treated you well." I'm like, maybe next year. Praise the Lord. At least you got something, isn't it? All right, so let's look at how Mother's Day started. A Mother's Day celebration, you know, was started by a woman named Anna Jarvis. I don't know whether you've heard that name before. You know, she wasn't a mother herself, but a mother so much impacted her that she wanted to do something, you know, to celebrate her and to honor her. And I'm just going to read a little bit here. So, her mother her mother is called Anne Jarvis, and she cared for the wounded on both sides of the conflict during the Civil War and tried to orchestrate peace between Union and Confederate moms by forming a Mother's Friendship Day, okay? So she gathered the moms around together, you know, to bring about peace during the Civil War. And, you know, she passed away, unfortunately, in 1905, and Anna Jarvis, the daughter, wanted to, you know, celebrate this work that her mom, you know, did. So the first Mother's Day service was held in 1914, and was celebrated in her mother's Sunday school where she taught Sunday school. That's where that service was held, you know. And I will tell you a bit about Hannah Jarvis a little bit later because there was something very important about her. That's why I mentioned her. Firstly, she, one thing that is wrong in this picture is, I don't know whether she ever got to celebrate her mother while she was alive. I don't know whether she got to say anything meaningful to her, right? But years and years and years and years after, because of that, you know, thing she spearheaded, you know, she is still being remembered. Her mother is still being remembered. Praise the Lord. What a wonderful gift to give her. Praise the Lord. And I was talking about statistics. So I don't know why, but it's so easy to find statistics about the U.S., you know, than Australia, where we live. Isn't that strange? But eventually I got something. It says, you know, this Australia Day, Australian children of all ages, we flock to the florist, news agents, fashion stores, day spas on behalf of their moms, spending around $2 billion Australian dollars. That is according to the Australian Retailers Association. Praise the Lord. So I'm talking about gifts this morning and how, you know, people just flock, you know, to the shops and just buy things, and whether it's needed or not, you know, whether they like their mom, whether they don't like her, it doesn't matter. But because it's Mother's Day, you know, they have to do it, you know. So I want us to move from the level of we have to do it, you know, to we get to do it. That is a privilege to do it. Praise the Lord. And I just want us to talk about a few gifts that are more meaningful. You know, a few gifts that, you know, that will last, that will last Mother's Day. Praise the Lord. Gifts that that will keep on giving. Praise the Lord. No matter how young you are, and I'm glad our kids from Kids Church are here this morning. You know, no matter how young you are, you can give these gifts. No matter how big you are, whether you are a grandmother, you know, and your mother is still alive, you can still give these gifts. Praise the Lord. I hope you're ready to listen to the gifts I want to talk about. And it's interesting that, you know, these gifts that I'm going to be talking about, they're all spread throughout the scriptures. And we're just going to talk about it a little bit. Praise the Lord. So that verse of the scripture that we look at in Proverbs 31 in the Message translation, the last verse says, give her everything she deserves, first in her life with praises. Okay? So we have to give what they deserve, and we have to freshen our life with praises. Okay? So to help us remember these gifts this morning, I've got 7 gifts, and I've used the acronym PRAISES. Okay? So that you can remember it. So PRAISES. Praises. Okay? Praise the Lord. You know, I like to say praise the Lord so that I know you're following me, so that I know you're still awake. I'm not boring you too much. Praise God. Okay, so the first gift that every mother deserves, and that, you know, we had last Mother's Day, is the gift of prayers. The gift of prayer. Proverbs 31:28 says, our children rise up and call her blessed. Our children rise up and call her blessed. If that is not prayer, I don't know what else is. Praise the Lord. So we're encouraged in this verse of the scripture to rise up and pray for our mothers. And what are we going to be praying about? Prayer of blessing. You know, thinking about all the things that, you know, this mom has sacrificed, has done for you, and just giving thanks. A scripture says that I give thanks to God every time I remember you. Praise the Lord. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether that woman is perfect or that woman has made mistakes or is not, you know, the kind of mom you will have wanted. But you can pray a prayer, you know, of forgiveness for her. You can say, God, please forgive my mom for what she has done. Praise the Lord. Because the Bible says that, the Bible even says we need to pray for our enemies and pray for those who persecute you. So if your mother falls into that category, you know, that is what she deserves. She deserves your prayers. She deserves your prayer of grace. She deserves your prayer for wisdom. She deserves your prayer for strength. Because motherhood is not easy, I tell you. I have 3 of my own, and motherhood is the most challenging work anyone can do. You know, you have one name, One title, but a million job. Praise the Lord. A million duties to do. And even sometimes, you know, the husband and, you know, people, you know, in your life, maybe your siblings wants to assist you, you know. There are some things they can still not do like a mother will. That you will still even go back and do it again. Praise the Lord. That is the heart that God has put, you know, in every mother. So, no mother is perfect, okay? We have flaws. And as you grow, for the younger kids here, you know, as you grow, you keep seeing all the fault in your mother. You know, you get to see it, you get to know, oh, okay, she sleeps too much. Oh, okay, she hits too much, if you're like me, you know. But especially by the time you get to your teenage years, you know, all you see is flaws. You don't even see any good thing in her anymore. Praise the Lord. Until you pass that years again. But I want you to overlook that this morning, and just look at how you can pray for her to make her better. Praise the Lord. Extend a hand of mercy to her. Extend a hand of mercy. Forgive her and accept her uniqueness. Whatever is not Christ-like in her, take it to God. Don't take it to her. Praise the Lord. Don't shout at her. Don't tell her, no, you are, I don't know, I don't want to use that word. Shut up, mom, and stuff like that. That is not ideal. Praise the Lord. We are supposed to give our mothers prayers. And it's not going to only be on Mother's Day. It's going to be every single day of the year. You know, I think we should have something on our doors that says, have you prayed for your mother today? You know, just to, or maybe on your phone or something. Yeah, and prayer is so simple. Prayer is talking to God. It's just having a private moment. So wherever you can get a private moment, I don't know whether you can get a private moment in the train, but wherever you can get a private moment, you know, you can say a word of prayer. Praise the Lord. So it's the easiest form of intercession is praying for someone dear to your heart. The Bible says the heartfelt, effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous avails much. What prayer will be so heartfelt as a prayer you are praying for your own mother? Praise the Lord. It's going to be powerful, and it's going to make an impact in her life. And also let her know that you are praying for her. You know, let her know that you are praying for her. And I'm not talking about you see a flaw and you say, Mom, I'm praying for you. You know, I'm praying for you to change. That's not what I'm talking about. But, Mom, I'm praying for you today. You know, I prayed for you today. I bless you, you know. Even... It's amazing. My youngest one is, how old is she now? 5. My youngest one is 5. Thank God she's not here. She said, Mommy, you forgot my age. She, you know, every time we ask her to pray, you know, I'm always the first person she prays for. Most of the time, I'm the only person she prays for, and the others get jealous, you know. But it's an habit that we have to develop. It's an habit that needs to be developed. Praise the Lord. And prayer is what children of all ages can do, whether you are young or old. Specifically, praying for our flaws, asking God for strength, asking God for grace in everything that she does. Praise the Lord. Even Jesus extended the hand of grace, you know, to some mothers in the Bible, to some women. He extended a hand of grace to that woman caught in adultery. You can imagine, she's a mother to someone. But Jesus got to the scene while they were trying to stone her. I don't know, peradventure, even maybe our own kids were there among the crowd. The scripture didn't say that, you know. But Jesus got there and said, okay, whoever among you without the first sin should cast the first stone at her. And nobody could. Praise the Lord. Even if that mother was perfect before, because you are now come out of her, you are there. Now you have made her to be imperfect. Because you have tried her patience. You've tried, you know, the life she's supposed to live. You know, you're kind of sharing it with her. So you're now making her to be imperfect. Praise the Lord. So let's be sympathetic towards our mom. Let's understand, you know, our make. Let's understand who she is and take that to God in prayer. Praise the Lord. The Bible says in Luke 11:4, it says, forgive us as we forgive those who sin against us. Even if she does sin against you, you need to forgive. And like I said, the work of a mother is tough. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Therefore, you know, that's why I so much appreciate all the mothers here today. Because that verse talked about a woman that fears the Lord. If you don't fear the Lord, I don't think you'll be in church this morning. Praise the Lord. So it's so good that when a mother knows the Lord like that, you know, the part of the teaching they give to their children is teaching them to pray, right? And now that he has taught you to pray, she has taught you, you know, that heart of prayer. Now it's time to, what best way for you to, you know, acknowledge her than for you to, you know, exercise, you know, that heart of prayer that you've learned from her. Praise the Lord. We'll just keep moving because of our time. So the first gift you can give, you know, this Mother's Day and every single day of the year is the prayer, to pray for her. Praise the Lord. Number two, remember we are talking about praises as the gift that you can give to your mother this Mother's Day. Number two is respect. Respect. Can we open our Bibles to Leviticus chapter 19 and verse 3? I like opening the scriptures when I have the opportunity to do this because I discovered that once we leave here, you know, some of us will not, you know, go back home to do that. The Bible encourages us to go back and check if these things are so, like the Berean Christians. So we are going to look at Leviticus chapter 19 and verse 3, and I'm reading from the NIV. It says, each of you must respect your mother and father. And you must observe my Sabbath. I am the Lord your God. So this is something that the Lord actually made a must for us. He said, you must respect your mom and your father. But because we're talking about mothers today, I'm going to just emphasize on that. He says, each of you must respect your mother. Must respect your mother. And also, you can write this down because of our time. We might not open that. He says, in Proverbs 20:20, it says, if you insult your father or your mother, your light will be snuffed out in total darkness. That will not happen to anyone here in the name of Jesus. So what does it mean to respect? Another word that, you know, clearly tells us what respect is the word honor. And like I said, this is also something you can do, you know, when you are, you know, a year old, or when you're 100 years old, it's something that you never stop doing. Respecting, honoring your mother. Praise the Lord. How do you honor them when you are young? The best way to honor them when you are young is by obeying them. Because by the time you become an adult, they cannot just tell you what to do anymore. They can't say, sit down there. And then, you know, then if that happens, then we should be praying for you. Praise the Lord. Because the joy of every mother is to see their children, you know, grow to maturity and be able to stand for themselves. Praise the Lord. But when you are old, you respect them by obeying them. Ephesians 6 verse 1 in the Living Bible, New Living Bible translation says, children, obey your parents. This is the right thing to do. Because God has placed them in authority over you. Honor your father and mother. This is the first of God's 10 commandments that ends with a promise. And this is the promise that if you honor your father and mother, you will have a long life full of blessing. How many people want that this morning? So you can see that these gifts are gifts that keeps on giving. It comes back to you. Praise the Lord. So like I said, if a young kid here, you know, those girls and boys in my class at Kids Church, you need to obey your mother, you know. This is a woman that, you know, has been your, you know, has been through, you know, the ages you are now. So she knows a little bit better. Praise the Lord. She's more mature than you. And most importantly, she loves you so much. And that's the reason for all the instruction. That's the reason for all the correction. Praise the Lord. The Bible says the Lord correct those whom he loves. Praise the Lord. You know, I saw a video on Facebook the other day at a shop. There was a little girl of about, I don't know, maybe 3-4 years of age. So the mother had that little girl on a leash like that. You know that leash that they put on kids? I hate that thing. You know, but it works for some people, you know. And this little girl was going about the shelf and scattering everything on the shelf and pulling it down, you know. And the mom was just standing there, and she was doing this. And I don't know whether the owner of the shops or the people who worked there, you know, came and stopped there, told the girl to stop, and was talking to the mother. Why can't you just tell her to stop? And she said, "Huh? You want me to beat her and go to jail? And she will call the police?" I'm like, is this a drama or real life? This is a girl less than 5 years of age. And that girl looked at that man. That man was big. And she said, pardon the language. I didn't say that, you know. The person said it. Praise God. You know. So that girl, you know, was, you know, blatantly disobeying everybody. Praise the Lord. Like I said, I will go back to where I started from. I'm not trying to tell mothers what to do this morning, but I'm trying to say that, you know, we need to obey our parents. We need to obey our parents. And it comes with a promise. And also, the way you can respect and honor your mother when you are a bit older is by actually showing that you are doing, you know, the things that they've instilled into you. Praise the Lord. Even if you want to do something that is contrary to what they are saying, you don't want to come and do it to their face. I'm not saying you should do that, but, you know, the Bible says that we all stand before God in judgment, you know, each man for himself. Praise the Lord. So there are some kids that choose that, okay, I don't want to do this faith thing my mom is doing, or I don't want to go to my mother's church, or, you know, it's okay, as long as they're serving the Lord. But, you know, you don't want to use it as a form of something to disrespect them with. I hope you understand what I'm talking about this morning. You know, it's something you need to strive to do something that will make them happy, you know. Praise the Lord. And why do we need to respect? Why do we need to respect our mother? Number one, God says so. He says, each of you must respect your mother. I am the Lord your God. Because God says so, that is the one and most important reason. Number two is the promise of a good life. So it's not only going to be a long life, it's going to be a blessed life. Some people have long life, but they're not enjoying it. How many people heard of the story of the man who, you know, just ended his life by himself, you know, went to Switzerland, you know? He was not enjoying his life anymore. And he just thought, okay, this is it. Praise the Lord. So it's not, long life is not the ultimate, but a fulfilled life, a blessed life, you know, a life that you actually enjoy living. Praise the Lord. Another reason is because, you know, she may be flawed, but she raised you. Praise the Lord. And you will not be alive without them. You know, that is where we started from. We all came to the world through a mother. And God made you unique through them. If another mother has had you, you won't look like the way you look like. You won't be who you are. You'll be a different person. Praise the Lord. So that woman, like it or not, is an important part of your life. And she's not going anywhere. Praise the Lord. And most importantly as well, you know, to honor your mother, to respect her, is to honor God. Is to honor God. And this is very important. Galatians 6 verse 7. That's another reason. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. So whatever you are doing, whatever, you know, disrespectful attitude you are giving to your parents now, remember that one day you will have children of your own. You know, I was taking my daughter to netball yesterday, and I don't know what I said. And, you know, as I was talking, she started humming. And I've been noticing that she's been doing that, you know. And then God just ministered to my heart that, do you remember you used to do that as a kid? When your mom is talking to you, I just kind of block her off. And like, you know, you know, now I'm reaping it. So as I was taking her to Neva, I said, okay, this is what happened to me, but at some stage in my life, I changed, okay? And she said, what age did you change? And I don't remember. I think as I was getting to you, she said, okay, now then I still have time. So So all this, it comes with that price as well, that whatever you're doing, you are sowing. You are sowing. Let's not forget that. Praise the Lord. Because of our time, we need to move quickly. Number three gift that you can give to your mom that endures, you know, is the gift of appreciation. 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 Do you agree with me that everybody can do this, little or old? Can say thank you. Your mom gives you something, you say thank you. You are old, you give your mom a call. You know, she might not be giving you anything anymore, but that call will mean so much to her. Praise the Lord. Because she's probably at a time in of her life when, you know, she's got an empty nest and retired and, you know, don't have so much going on for her, you know. But hearing your voice will keep her going. Hearing your voice, we make her look forward to waking up in the morning. It doesn't matter how far she is. She might be thousands of kilometers away like my mother is, you know. But, you know, every now and then I just give her a call just to find out how she's doing. Praise the Lord. So how do we appreciate? We appreciate by saying it. Don't assume that she knows that you appreciate. Because she's not going to be here forever. And you don't want to be like Hannah Jarvis and be honoring and talking about her mom all over the world when she's already gone. Praise the Lord. Number two, by doing things that make her feel that way. For example, like I said, by making a call. Philippians 1 verse 3 says, I give thanks to my God every time I remember you. So you need to remember her gratefully. Remember her gratefully. And you need to appreciate, you know, three things. Three things you need to appreciate every time you remember her. Appreciate her sacrifice. Women sacrifice a lot. I believe I'm speaking on behalf of all the women here this morning. Mothers sacrifice a lot for their children. You know, I just want you to think about it, you know. How your mother's life will have turned out, or your parents, you know, if they didn't have you. You know, I don't know. They will have been driving a better car. They will have been living in a huge house, you know. They will not have to wake up early in the morning to go to work and come back late because they are trying to feed you. They are trying to give you the best life they can. Don't you think that is what appreciating? It's a huge sacrifice. The Bible talks about that, Proverbs 31, you know. That's one thing I think, you know, every woman will measure up to a level. They wake up early, you know, to provide food for their family. Praise the Lord. Left for most mothers here, they won't even bother about breakfast in the morning. Right? They just wake up and go. But because, you know, they know they have children, they have a husband to look after, they wake up early to do it. It's a lot of sacrifice. Praise the Lord. We need to appreciate their effort. No child comes with an instruction manual. You know, as she's raising you, she's figuring things out. She's depending on God. She's looking on to God to help her. Praise the Lord. It's not easy. Let your life make her happy. Proverbs 23:24 in the New Living Translation, it says, the father of godly children has cause for joy. What pleasure to have children who are wise. Proverbs 10:1 says, a wise son brings joy to his father, but a foolish son brings grief to his mother. Praise the Lord. Did you see that change in there? It's when grief comes. That's when, you know, it's to the mother. So those are the things that should be going on in our mind and be, giving us the way to, directing the course of our lives. Praise the Lord. And this is where the gifts. Thank you. You need to think about what she actually needs. Don't just rush to the shops, you know. Maybe the shops are closing at 5 or at 4 4:58. I think someone is guilty of that already. Like I said, this message is not to condemn anyone. Please remember, it's to just get us to think about, you know, the things that we do. Praise the Lord. You know, don't just rush there and just get something. Back to the story of Hannah Jarvis. By the time Hannah Jarvis was a bit old, she wanted to abolish Mother's Day. Do you know that? Because they have hijacked Mother's Day from her original intention. She actually fought to have it abolished. She fought florists. Florists supported her at the beginning. when Mother's Day started, and each different country started doing it, you know, and florists backed her up. They would supply flowers for events, but eventually they commercialized everything so much that the value that she wanted, you know, to portray wasn't there anymore. So Anna Jarvis' ideal observance was a service like this one, a visit to a home. There are so many old-age homes out there, you know. Mothers that, you know, fathers that their children have just abandoned there. They never bother to check on. Praise the Lord. That is not the ideal that, you know, why she created Mother's Day. It says the ideal was writing a long handwritten letter to your mother. Not a card that is already filled and you just sign your name, you know. Every mother will enjoy, you know, sitting down and just, you know, hearing from you or reading from you. Praise the Lord. Any mother, she said, in Anna Jarvis' words, it says, any mother would rather have a line of the worst scribble from her son or daughter than any fancy greeting card. Praise the Lord. She wanted it to be a day of sentiment, not profit. She wanted a day of reflection, you know, really appreciating from the heart what moms do. Praise the Lord. But, you know, the meaning was lost. So, when you are giving gifts, I want you to think about the gift you want to give. It doesn't have to be expensive. It can even be a card. But even if you buy a card, don't just sign your name. Write something. Say, thank you, Mom. Something as simple as that. Thank you, Mom, for all you do for me. Thank you, Mom, you know, for the role you played during my wedding. Thank you, Mom, you know, for taking me to school every morning. You know, seeing that, we just bless the heart of any mom. Praise the Lord. It goes a long way. It goes a long way. Ask for what she needs, if you can. You know, there's this story I read of, there was this lady called Jeanette. She received an expensive tube of retin hay. Anyone know retin hay? It's an anti-wrinkle cream, but it's a prescription thing, so it's very expensive. So she had a luncheon with her friends, and they got to know what she got from her teenage daughters. And they were so impressed that, How can they get anti-wrinkle cream, you know, prescribed, you know, from a doctor just to, you know, celebrate you on Mother's Day, you know? And they were so eager to know, you know, what she got for Mother's Day last year. And they said, oh, so what did they give you last year? She said, the wrinkles. Praise the Lord. So don't give your mother wrinkles for appreciation. You know, I listened to a message by Pastor Rick Warren, and she was, you know, she talked a little bit about this. She said, you know, her mom has a lot of gray hairs, that, you know, each of those gray hairs were caused by him, that a part of the, you know, maybe the front part of the head is his dating life, you know. Another part is, you know, when he got, like, I think 650 students to protest in his school, he led a protest. You know, every bad thing, every bad choice you make gives your mother gray hairs and wrinkles. Praise the Lord. Don't forget that. Because mother worry a lot. The Bible says we should not worry, but I think it's just in our gene. And God keeps, you know, changing us and transforming us every day, you know, to overcome that worry. Praise the Lord. So think about it. Give appreciation in form of hugs, okay? Teenagers here, you are not too old to hug your mom. You know, it's not, can I have another mic? This is echoing now. So think about our sacrifice, think about our effort, think about our unconditional love for you. A mother will give anything to see their kids succeed. Appreciate that. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Okay, number four, we are talking about praises, the gifts to give on Mother's Day. This because I wanted this acronym to make sense, this was a bit tough. But, you know, I always believe in, you know, having something that you can easily remember. So this one is inclination to our instruction. Give that as a gift to her. When she tells you to do something, do it. Proverbs 31 verse 1 says, intelligent children, this is a Message translation, intelligent children listen to their parents, Foolish children do their own thing. Proverbs 23 and verse 22 says, listen to your father who gave you life, and don't despise your mother when she's old. Praise the Lord. And if you get home, you can check Proverbs 6, 22 to 23. So listen to her attentively. Don't give her undiluted attention. She's trying to give you instruction as to what to do around the house. It's not a time to be watching TV. It's a time to listen, because you are inclining, you know, your ear to that instruction. Praise the Lord. When you do, you make her feel needed. You make her feel wanted, you know. Let your mom be your confidant. Tell her things. If you are grown, you know, you might not, you know, listen to what she's telling you to do, but there are some instructions. The Bible says we should bind them round our neck. There are some instructions that she's told you over the years. Now is the time to just keep that in your heart and make use of it. If you are grown, you know, give her your prayer point. Tell her, Mom, you know, these are the things I need you to pray about. Make her feel needed. Because she's been cooking for us for years, you know. And I said, did you remember that thing? And she was so excited. She started talking. She talked and talked and talked. Till today, I've not cooked it. But she doesn't have to know that. So don't tell on me. Praise the Lord. So let's move on. Incline your ears to her instruction as a gift to her. And let her know that you are doing her instruction. Let her know. Don't be like those people. It says, I can't remember where that is in the Bible that says that they call some people and to do some things. And they said, no, we are not. And then they called the other people. They said, oh, we are going to do it. The people said they are not. They eventually didn't do it. But the people who said they are going to do it, they didn't do it, you know. So if you say you are going to do something, you know, the instruction she's giving you, follow it through. Praise the Lord. Number five. We have three more to go. Number five is support. We are talking about praises. Support. We need to support our mothers in every way. This. I think if you don't listen to anything I've said all day, this is very important. Please, children here, young or old, praise the Lord. It goes a long way when you help her, when you support her. We have already talked about the fact that it's very challenging to be a mother, to do all these things around the house. We need support. If you want to see that woman live long, if you want to see her looking radiant, she needs your support. One person, you know, that's why I'm still a bit concerned about that Proverbs 31 woman, you know. One person cannot, you know, be everything to everybody. And that is what we expect moms to be. Praise the Lord. The husbands in the house, you need to support the mothers of your children. And, you know, and get the kids involved, you know, as they grow. You know the saying that a woman's place is in the house. And a man's place is outside of it. That is a lie of the devil. Because that is why children are not turning out the way they are supposed to turn out. Because the man is not in the house. The man believes he will just go out and make money and forget about everything going on in the house. That is not the kingdom way. The kingdom way is when the man and the woman do it together. Praise the Lord. It doesn't make anyone less of a man. You know, because that used to be the belief in Africa. That if you're helping your wife in the kitchen, you're cooking, then you're not a man. It doesn't make you less of a man. All the women in the house, you agree with me? You even love her, you love him more, you know, if he can come down and do that. If he can come down and sweep the house. If he can come down and cook for you. You know, your love for him will grow in your heart. Praise the Lord. You know, when we did the mass marriage series, you know, I saw this this picture. I think I shared it on our WhatsApp group. You know, that the most thing that a wife love most is to see a man who will carry her off her feet, put her in bed, and go clean the house. the Lord. So teach your boys. Teach your boys to walk around the house. It doesn't make you less of a man, like I said. I've had to counsel people in and outside the church who have contemplated divorce because they don't get any help from home. And it's especially challenging for working moms and in the early years of marriage. You know, one of the things, you know, I read in one of the newspapers, it says, couple fight more over who cleans the house, does the cooking, washes up, than anything else except money. It says nearly two-thirds of those surveyed admit that they argue over chores at least once a week. And one in five people know a couple who row regularly and are broken up over the issue. It is that serious. It is that important. Praise the Lord. The Bible talks about that Proverbs 31 woman. She is not lazy, right? But contrary to belief, you know, I got liberated when I found this in the Bible. Can you open to Proverbs 31:15? And I want everyone to open there, please. Proverbs 31 and verse 15. The Bible says I'm reading the Living Bible. It says she gets up before dawn to prepare breakfast for household and plan the day's work for her servant girls. Proverbs 31 woman had maids at her beck and call. Praise the Lord. She was strong. She was not lazy, but she had help. She wasn't the one, you know, that would cook and wash the dishes and run and mop the floor and do the laundry and, you know, cook the food. This is just one person we are talking about. She would still do all these things gladly, you know, but she would do it even more gladly if she knows that she's got your support as a child or as a husband. Praise the Lord. And what about other women in the Bible, our women of faith? Those women listed in the Chronicles of Faith, you know, they had help. The Bible talks about Sarah. Sarah in 1 Peter 3:6, it says, Sarah obeyed Abraham and called him Lord. He was submissive to Abraham, right? But if you read Genesis chapter 18, when that angel visited Sarah, what did Abraham do? Abraham said, oh, Sarah, we need to entertain. This must be an angel. We need to entertain. So he said, go and bake some bread. Go and knead some bread. And what did he do? He went to take the cattle and killed it with his servant. So he joined in the cooking, praise the Lord, to entertain that angel. All these people had help. They had help. I'm not saying you should go and get a house help, you know, because not all of us can afford it. You know, but if you cannot afford it, then you have to be there. You know, don't make that woman age quickly. Don't make her age before her time. You know, it's stressful. Praise the Lord. It's not exercised, contrary to popular belief. You know, my husband told me that medically, when you are walking around the house, it's not exercise. If you want to exercise, go and walk or run outside. Praise the Lord. So, support her. Teach the children as they grow, you know, especially young couples who have young kids, you know. This woman have to, you know, wake up throughout the night. Only person looking after waking up to take care of the kids. And especially working moms. If you have a working mom who works full-time or even part-time and still look after the house, I think you should give double honor to that woman. Praise the Lord. So how do you support? How do you support? When you are still in the house, you join in. When you're outside of the house, you provide. You provide for her when she's old. When she's old. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 2 to 4, New Living Translation. It says, treat older women as you would your mother, and treat younger women with all purity as you would your own sisters. Verse 3, take care of any widow who has no one else to care for her. Verse 4, but if she has children or grandchildren, their first responsibility is to show godliness at home and repay their parents by taking care of them. This is something that pleases the Lord. When she's old, you support her. Out of what you are making, let your mother eat out of your sweat, people of God. It doesn't matter how small. And you know, for the wives and husbands here, let your spouse, let them support their parents in any way they can, because those in-laws are yours as well. Once you join to become one with that man, they are yours. Praise the Lord. So you need to provide for them as a support. So praise the Lord. Let's keep moving. Number six, we are almost done. Please give me just 5-10 minutes more, and we'll just finish this off. Number six, encouragement. Encouragement. Encourage her to be the best version of her. Encourage her to fulfill her calling. Motherhood is the most important ministry, but we are called to minister to in other areas as well. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, a mother was asking her daughter, you know, what do you want to be when you grow up? He said, oh, maybe a pilot, maybe an engineer, maybe, you know, we were talking about different things. And he said, and she asked her mom, and she said, Mom, oh, I just feel for you. You didn't get to be anything. Because her mom was a full-time, you know, housewife and stuff like that, and just look after them, you know. Don't let our children. I don't want our children to have that impression. Number one, motherhood is a job on its own. Okay, so it's not that she didn't become anything. Okay, all right, she is something. The Bible calls Mary blessed above all women because of she carried Jesus. Praise the Lord. So, but number two, if she desires to work in a certain area, help her to reach the peak of her career. Do all you can to support her. Be her biggest fan. Be her biggest fan. You know, the Bible talks about Deborah. Deborah in the Bible was a prophetess and the wife of somebody, and she was judging Israel at the time. Her life, you know, when Sisera was troubling Israel at the time. So they waged a war against Sisera, and Barak, the leader of the army, led that war. But they tried and tried. They couldn't win that war until a housewife called Jahel. You can check it. The story is in Judges chapter 4. If you read it 4 and 5, you know, Jahel, a housewife. Sisera just stumbled into the house of Jahel, you know, and asked for water. And what did Jahel do? Jahel, you know, single-handedly, you know, captured this man and called, you know, all the soldiers to come and see. Praise the Lord. She must have gotten encouragement, you know, from Deborah, because, you know, as a wife, as a mother, she was still a judge, judging Israel. In fact, she was the one that told Barak to raise an army to go start that war in the first place, you know. She was encouraged from the life of other women. Praise the Lord. 1 Thessalonians 5:11 says, therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. I think every mom needs to wear You Can Do It badge. You know, we need You Can Do It badges, you know, because sometimes we feel not enough. Sometimes we feel we're not doing it well. But if, you know, a child can just say, Mom, don't worry. You're good. I just love you the way you are, you know. It will go a long way. Praise the Lord. Let's keep moving. I'm sure, you know, Esther had support. She had Mordecai's support, and eventually she got the king's support. So encouragement. Mordecai was always encouraging Esther. Esther would not have gotten to where she got to as a queen, you know, if there was no encouragement for her. We all need to be encouraged. And the last one is space. I know that is not expected, but when I was praying for this message, Jesus was laid on my heart that every mother needs some space. Space to relax. Space to renew. Space to recuperate. Space to spend some time with God. When you get to a room, you see your mother praying. See your mother studying the Bible. It's a time to walk away. Not go and be saying, Mommy, 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 I need this, I need that. Praise the Lord. Every mother needs some space. Space to shine. Husbands, give the mothers of your children space to shine. Space to walk. Space to serve God and be the best they can be. You know, some men don't want their wife to get to a certain level or hand more than them. You know, that is not from God. Praise the Lord. Because a woman, you know, work doesn't mean she will not be submissive to you. You know, submission is strength under control. It doesn't mean that the woman doesn't have anything. It means that with everything she's got, with all the money she's got, praise the Lord, she's still putting it under control. Praise the Lord. Give us space to be part of the decision making in the house. Ephesians 5:21 says, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. Out of reverence for Christ. So it's not just one submitting to your husbands alone. It's submitting one to another. Praise the Lord. Let nothing be done out of selfish ambition. Respect our needs. Respect our needs. Praise the Lord. Give us space to rest. Praise to choose what is important. Remember the story of Mary and Martha in Luke chapter 10, verse 41 to 42. Mary and Martha. Martha was busy. Jesus was visiting. That is the Lord of Lords, visiting. And Martha was going about getting to prepare things, but Mary sat at the feet of Jesus. But somebody had to be doing the cooking. They will not just let Jesus come and visit without entertaining him. Praise the Lord. So Mary was able to choose what is important because of Martha. So that woman in your life, that mother in your life, will be able to do what is important with her life if you give her some space. Praise the Lord. Finally, this morning, so we have talked about what the kind of gift we can all give to our mom. And I just want to end this by letting us know that nothing. Can we open? I want us all to open to 3 John chapter 1, verse 4. This is not part of, you know, the praises that I've said, but this is an important gift that we must never forget. I intentionally even left it out of that praises thing so that you can, if you forget any of the seven, don't ever forget this. Okay? For 3 John, it's only one chapter, chapter 1, verse 4, says, nothing brings me greater happiness than to hear that my children are walking in the truth. Nothing brings a mother happiness more than knowing that, you know, the way that she has shown you, you are walking in it. Nothing gives a mother more joy than knowing that you are serving the Lord Jesus Christ. Nothing gives, a mother here this morning, more joy than to know that you are okay, than to know that you respect God, than to know that you honor God, that your life is directed by God, that you are not just going about and making your decision without giving place to God in your life. So I want you all here, you know, the children here, to whether old or young, you know, to give this gift of happiness to our mothers this Mother's Day, you know, by walking in the truth, by walking in the light of God's word. And if you don't know the Lord this morning, you know, this is a beautiful opportunity for you to do so. You know, the Bible says that we have all sinned and fall short of the glory of God. It says there is no one righteous. But in Romans 6:23, we have the good news. It says the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ who died on the cross. Praise the Lord. And all we need to do is to just receive it. Just to repent. Think about, you know, all the things, all the life you have lived. Romans 10:9-10 says, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. With the heart, man believes. With the mouth, confession is made to salvation. Praise the Lord. So I want you to bow down your head this morning.